Thank you, my brother. Good evening. Why, it's so good to see so many of you here. I was sitting there listening to these youngsters just jumping up one after the other. So that's proof that they've been reading the Word. And that's fantastic to see them so interested in the things of God and the Word of God. Tonight, if you have your Bibles with you, since I was asked to speak this evening, I've been thinking and musing in my mind just what the Lord would have me to speak to you about. And up until last night, I knew what I wanted to speak about. But then I woke up this morning, and God placed something different in my mind. And I want to share that with you this evening, and I know that it's for a reason. I want to talk to you about personal relationship with my best friend. A personal relationship with my best friend. What you might say is a relationship. Some of you younger ones may not understand. I'm going to try with the time that I have to be as plain and clear as possible so you can understand and where you can see where I'm coming from in the end. A personal relationship. It's a special bond or special feeling that exists between persons or could be things. The thought went through my mind, there are some people that have special relationships with their animals. There is that bond, and they love that animal, and you can't blame them for that, because they've built that bond. But tonight we want to think of people, of a person. First of all, I want us to think of a personal relationship in this life that you may have. Now, all of us, perhaps here tonight, we have a best friend. If you don't have one now, you had one at some time or the other in your life. I've heard little kids, maybe 3, 4 years old, and you'll hear them say, "That's my best friend. I want to be with my best friend. I want to play with my best friend." So as we grow up, as we mature, there is usually one person that becomes our best friend. There is that relationship that exists between us. This best friend that we love to be around. This best friend that we love to share sometimes our most intimate secrets with. We tell our best friends things that we won't tell mom, we won't tell dad. But over a period of time, we build a relationship with this individual, whether it's a boy or a girl, a man or a woman, and we learn to trust them so that we feel that we can talk to them and share with them whatever we want. In other words, we become very close. Inseparable sometimes. You see me, you see him. You see her, you see her. They're together. So how do we build? How do you build a relationship such as this? It doesn't just happen. That best friend that you have didn't just automatically become your best friend. That best friend is someone that you've known, and like I've already said, you've learned over the years to trust, to love. You had to work at it. You had to work at it. And it takes time to develop these areas in our lives. It takes attention. We have to place a lot of attention sometimes on each other. We have to put a lot of trust in each other. And the thought was going through my mind as I was thinking of this. Would we have a best friend if the only time we saw them, we would say, good morning, and then at night, good night. Or we'd pass them on the street and we'd say, hello, goodbye. Could we develop a relationship? Could we develop that friendliness? Could we develop that trust and that love for each other and that respect for each other? No, we can't do it. We have to continuously work on it, to be with each other, to share with each other. And one thing I know young people love to do, get on the telephone and talk to each other. And some parents, I know, have a difficult time getting the kids off the phone. And today, a different day from when most of us who are older were growing up, everybody's got a cell phone. So there's no problem anymore. You get your own phone and talk as long as you like. But nevertheless, we want to be with this person. Over the years, we've learned to love them and to trust them and be around them. We also have some problems sometimes as well. Sometimes problems arise in our relationships and they're broken for some reasons or the other. We lose our best friend. We lose that special bond that we once had with them. And sometimes we lose our special secrets that we've shared with them. And maybe you know what I'm talking about tonight. If you've had a good friend and if there's been a problem and that friend has gone separate ways. So you know what we're talking about. And the reason for that is because we're human and the devil's busy and he tries to destroy all of the good things that are in our lives so many times. And I can spend more time on that, but I don't have the time. I don't want to keep you here too late, but I want to get this point across to you. I wanted to remind you about that because I want to say this. There is a best friend that I know and that I trust most of you know. The Bible says that we can have a personal relationship with this friend even better than with the friends that we have in this life. Now that may sound difficult because the friends in this life are all alive and they're walking and talking. But we can have a personal relationship with this friend. This friend that will stay by us at all times. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs 18 and 24, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. You're never going to have a friend if you're not friendly. If you want a friend, you have to be friendly. But it also says, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Now, if you have a brother or sister, maybe sometimes you don't get along very well, but most of us, for the most of us, we love them dearly, and we want to be around them. We want to know about them. Well, the Bible says that there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And he wants us to be intimate with him. He wants us to talk with him. He wants us to walk with him. He wants us to share with him our heart's hidden secrets. He already knows them, but he wants us to talk with him. He wants us to build a relationship as believers, as Christians, with our Father. Just as we build that relationship in our lives with one another, or with just one person, God wants you and I to build that relationship with him, to share with him. The Bible also says in 1 Peter 5 and 7 that we can cast all our cares upon him, for he careth for you. In other words, not only does he want you and I to talk with him, but Bring everything to Him. Talk to Him. How often do we talk to the Lord? How often do we share with Him our needs? Many times we don't. Many times, even as Christians, we have a syndrome of where we wake up in the morning and we say, as we open our eyes, "Good morning, Lord." And that's it for the day. And then when we're about ready to crawl into bed again at night, "Good night, Lord," and we're gone. And we cannot build a relationship with God which will draw us to Him, where we can feel His divine presence in our lives, where we know that without a doubt He is there and He is with us at all times and all stages of our life. He says in Psalms 27:10, another comforting portion, "When my father and my mother forsake me." Now we're talking heavy stuff. When mother and dad forsakes me. Now we hear a lot about that today, but there are not many truly born again believers that will forsake their children. None that will forsake and leave their children. There are no unbelievers, I trust, that you know of, that will forsake the children and leave them alone. But the Bible says, if it happens, if a mother and father forsakes their children, God will never forsake us. He will never forsake us. And that's why we have to learn to trust Him. We have to learn to depend on Him. We can't have a friendship with the Lord Jesus unless we learn to trust Him, to read His Word. There are two important things that I want to leave with you tonight as believers. If you want a relationship with the Lord Jesus, where you want to feel Him near and dear to your hearts and lives each day, more than just "Good morning, Lord," and "Good night, Lord," as you walk each day of your lives, as you talk with those around you, you let Jesus flow through your life, and you can see that there is a deep relationship in one's lives. You read your Word. Read the Bible. But to me, the greatest of all, beside the Bible, is talking with God. Spending time in prayer with God. Oh, He wants you. He wants you to come. He wants you to spend time. He wants you to tell Him the needs of your life. He wants you to tell Him your heart's hidden secrets. He wants you to be as close to Him as you are to your best friend in this life. He wants us to commit our lives to Him. He wants us to trust Him. He wants us to have that feeling and that assurance in our lives, that no matter what happens, He's there, and we can talk to Him. You know, a lot of people, they never talk to God until they get in trouble. Never. And the moment that we get in trouble, the first person is, "Oh God, oh God." You know, after 9-1-1 in the United States, with that horrible scene, I've never heard so much talked about in all of my life, like I did around that period of time. You don't hear it anymore. It died out. There's no reason for it, apparently. But that's not so. We need to talk to our Heavenly Father. No matter how young we are, no matter how old we are, if we love Him, we need to talk to Him. We need to just sit down and have a good conversation with Him. We don't have to just come to church and do it, but we do it at home. We can do it anywhere as we're walking down to our jobs, or even at our jobs. We can be whispering a prayer and talking to our Heavenly Father. As you're off fishing, you can be talking to your Heavenly Father. We don't have to stop and bow heads or kneel down. That is good in its place. But what is important, and I feel, and I want to leave with you tonight, is that we talk to our Father. He is the best friend in all of the world. There is no other friend like Jesus. We love moms. We love dads. I love my mom and I love my dad, but they're gone. They're no longer with me. The best friend that you and I can have is Jesus. And if we just learn to trust Him and put our faith in Him, we can depend on Him, and He will be with us. He will give us that deep relationship. And I wonder tonight, do you have that relationship with Him? That you can talk to Him, and you know He's listening, and you know He's there, no matter what. He hears and answers prayer. Oh, I don't know about you, but I've talked with Him many times, and I know without a doubt that He's heard my prayer. I know without a doubt that He's answered my prayer. Now, He doesn't always answer, but He always hears. Because many times we ask Him for things that's not good for us. And sometimes He answers immediately, and sometimes He says, wait a little bit. And then sometimes He says, no. But that shouldn't stop us from talking to Him, from sharing with Him, telling Him how much we love Him. Oh, my friends, if it's ever a time in your life and mine, as Christians, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we need to get close to the Lord and talk to Him and share with Him and share with others, is this day in which we live. And so I encourage you tonight. I had a story that I was going to share with you, but it'll take me too long to tell you. A personal incident that happened in my life where God answered prayer. And maybe one day I'll get a chance to do it. But again, and I pray that you've seen God answer prayer in your life because you've got a relationship with Him that's real. A relationship that, as we sang earlier, that binds us together, not just those of us in this church, but we together with God, our Heavenly Father. That's what He wants. He wants us to be like Him. He wants us to be close to Him, to have that personal relationship and that bond that time nor ties cannot sever forever and ever. Oh, I pray tonight that you may have that relationship with the Lord Jesus. I pray that you may realize what a great friend He is. Not wait until something happens in your life. But even now, tonight, know without a doubt that you've got a relationship with God that's worth more than anything in this old wide world. May God bless these remarks to our hearts this evening for His name's sake. Father, we thank You tonight for this time that we've been here together. Thank You for the privilege that we have, Lord, that we can be a part of the family of God. And we can build on that relationship that we have with You. We know that You want us to talk with You, to walk with You, to be like You, to tell others about You, to let Christ be seen in our walk, in our talk, every day that we live. And I pray this evening, Father, for those that are here, that are Your people, that we may be encouraged to do so, to build that relationship by the commitments we make in our lives to trust You and to serve You every day. We love You, Lord. We trust You. We praise Your name. Thank You for what You've done in our lives and in the lives of so many others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for your attention.